Tech's biggest trade show is trying to fix its reputation with women. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're months away from CES, the huge tech trade show that draws almost 200,000 people to Las Vegas every January. In 2020, for the first time, sex tech startups will be officially included at CES, and booth babes will not. The conference has been criticized for years for not including enough women in its big events, and for letting exhibitors hire scantily clad models, which is something many other conferences have banned. And controversy peaked last year when the Consumer Technology Association, which runs CES, gave an award to a female-focused sex toy company and then took it away, saying it was inappropriate, and then gave it back. Karen Chupka is Executive Vice President of CES at the Consumer Technology Association. I asked her if the CTA has had a bit of a double standard around sex tech.
One of the things that we did after the show is we really cleaned up our inconsistencies and said, look, we have to really set policies that make it kind of clear as to how we want to address these things. But, you know, also there's always going to be something that is emerging tech that we're going to have to take a look at and determine whether it's, you know, this show or next year's show, when is best to address it. And so some of that was just that there had been some inconsistencies, and sometimes technology gets ahead of us. The show itself is all about new and emerging technologies in a sense. And so sometimes things do hit our desk that we're not quite sure how to categorize or how to put together.
Mm-hmm. And then tell me about the decision to get rid of booth babes of both genders.
I'm not sure if I would say the decision is to get rid of booth babes, in as much as I think it's important to say that what we've done is we've clarified and cleaned up our dress policy for CES. Mm. You know, I say that because exhibitors do hire booth personnel to come in and help supplement their full-time staff at the show. You know, it's an important role for the show. It's expensive to fly staff members to Vegas, and so sometimes it's far more cost-effective to bring in a professional that you can train and who's used to doing this and interacting with people throughout the day. And more importantly, you know, what the big step is for 2020 is that we've also clearly put in a penalty so that if an exhibitor does cross the line and if we go and we address it with them on site and they don't take care of the situation, that we have a way of penalizing them going forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's been criticism around CES and inclusion for a long time from myself and others, whether it's women, you know, giving keynote addresses to booth babes, to the adjacency to the, you know, adult entertainment show and the kind of like wink and nod that came along with that. And I wonder, do you feel like the CTA has been responsive enough to those concerns?
Of course I do. I mean, I think that we continue to make the show welcoming to all. And, you know, and I think some of those examples that you brought up are reasons why we do have to be very careful and think about things that we've done. As you have mentioned, at one point, there was a time when adult video was part of our show, and that stopped in 2004. But, you know, it was still something that people sort of thought was still a part of our category. And again, you know, we're doing a global event that's bringing 170,000 people from all over the world together. And so we have to also take a look at how each of those people and groups look at different things and look at different policies.
Karen Chupka is Executive Vice President of CES at the Consumer Technology Association. This year, sex tech will be categorized under health and wellness at the show. And now for some related links. I should say here that at the same 2019 CES that had all this controversy about sex and gender, the CTA did announce that it would give $10 million to venture capital firms that focus on minority and women-owned startups. And last month, the CTA said it would partner with New York-based Harlem Capital Partners and SoGal Ventures to invest those funds. But let's get back to sex at CES for a minute. You heard Karen Chupka mention that adult video was part of CES until 2004. But the convention took place every year at the same time as the Adult Entertainment Expo from 1998 to 2011. And when I say there was a wink and a nod to that show, what I mean is that people who came to CES would get free passes to the porn convention that was just across the Las Vegas Strip. Over at MarketplaceTech.org, there's a link to an Engadget piece from 2016 that has a good history of this relationship between CES and porn. And the reason CES actually used to allow adult video booths on the show floor is because porn was considered really instrumental in launching VHS and Betamax, and in later driving DVD and even new TV sales. And actually, it was in 2011, after CES stopped happening at the same time as the Adult Expo, that the first vibrator showed up at CES. The company is called Oh My Bod and has actually been exhibiting at the show ever since. And now listen, I'm not trying to demonize sex here. I'm just saying it's long past time for the rules, the tech, and the sex appeal to apply to everyone. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.